SUNY Adirondack and the Washington Saratoga Warren Hamilton Essex Board of Cooperative Educational Services have rebranded their two-year-old early college high school program as SUNY Adirondack Career Academy. The program allows students from participating school districts to gain college credits toward an associate degree in growing fields. Students can focus in informational technology, networking, and advanced manufacturing. SUNY Adirondack President Christine Duffy said she's seen the success in the program over the last 2 years in giving students a head start on college.
Most of the students are choosing to go on, either stay here at Adirondack to complete an electrical technology degree or another degree program, maybe in math and science, which also has a good correlation, or moving on to a different school.
The Career Academy trains students in the workforce skills needed at local companies. BOCES Career and Technical Education Director Doug Levins said the core of the program is career guidance.
And ensuring that students are positioned to be able to continue their education in college, but at the same time ensure that their work guides them towards career.
The program has already developed partnerships with local employers, including Irving Tissue and Global Foundries. Duffy said the name change is designed to better communicate the purpose of the program to parents and students.
We really want to work with the parents who obviously are influencers in a student's decision when they're a junior in high school, and they should be part of that conversation. And so we just felt this was a much clearer way to describe what students are going to get out of it. You know, when you're talking about not only coursework, but opportunities for job shadowing, even internships, well, that really is directly related to helping you as a student make good decisions about your career path.
Following a PTEC model, the SUNY Adirondack Career Academy is joined by the Clean Technologies Early College High School Program, facilitated by the Ballston Spa Central School District and Hudson Valley Community College, and putting young students in Tech Valley on the path to career readiness. Again, Dr. Duffy.
This whole Tech Valley region, the corridor, you know, from us all the way down, has been a work in progress that has been very successful. And, you know, why wouldn't we want to encourage more of our local students to stay here and work in some of these high-tech, high-paying jobs? And that's the focus.
The Cuomo administration has been a supporter in New York State PTEC programs. 16 opened in 2014, and 10 are slated for opening this year. On Monday, Duffy delivered her annual State of the College address. She raised concerns about a proposal in Governor Cuomo's budget that would tie funding for SUNY campuses to unspecified performance outcome measures. Duffy was concerned of the possibility of aid for a community college being tied to graduation rates.
You know, the executive budget for the governor has indicated no additional funding for community colleges next year. And so when you hold back 10% of already a flat rate, obviously that, you know, puts us in a little bit of an uncomfortable seat. But I want to be clear that, you know, every college, including Adirondack, is concerned about completion.
SUNY Adirondack was set to hold information sessions for those interested in the Career Academy program at the college's Queensbury and Wilton campuses Wednesday night. For more information, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.